WhatsApp made the announcement of a new privacy policy earlier this year but put it off. Now, the new WhatsApp privacy policy deadline is May 15, according to Android Authority. The new policy was supposed to originally roll out a few months back. But, the backlash made the company hold off. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. Now, the new May 15th deadline is right around the corner. Users will have to accept the new privacy policy if they want to continue using their accounts. The good news: if you do not accept the deadline, your account will not be deleted. This is what WhatsApp said. Greater than while the majority of users who have received the new terms of service have accepted them, we appreciate some people haven't had the chance to do so yet. No accounts will be deleted on May 15th because of this update, and no one will lose the functionality of WhatsApp either. We will follow up with reminders to people over the next several weeks. From this statement, it seems like accepting the terms is optional since your account will not be deleted, right? Unfortunately, that is not the case. While your account will not be deleted, you will eventually encounter limited functionality according to WhatsApp. The company updated its FAQ section to explain what this limited functionality is. The company says that greater than you won't be able to access your chat list, but you can still answer incoming phone and video calls. If you have notifications enabled, you can tap on them to read or respond to a message or call back a missed phone or video call. Greater than after a few weeks of limited functionality, you won't be able to receive incoming calls or notifications, and WhatsApp will stop sending messages and calls to your phone. The new WhatsApp privacy policy deadline is May 15th. You will lose functionality if you do not accept it. Now it is true your account will still be active. But, the limited functionality that you will be penalized with makes the app less useful. Your account will still be active, but as time goes on you will lose vital functionality. As a result of this, it may be better to just delete your account and find another app. The Signal app is a good choice. The Signal app doesn't share anything with outside companies. Everything you send is only accessible to you. So, if you are a WhatsApp user and you use it regularly, then it may be better to accept the new privacy policy. This will keep you from having to switch apps. However, do keep in mind that the new privacy policy will allow Facebook to have more access to your WhatsApp data. If that doesn't bother you, then you should be okay. But, for anyone else, you should consider finding a different messaging app. What do you guys think? Will you be accepting the new privacy policy? Do you think it would be better if the company just deleted accounts? Let me know in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and to keep up with new posts. Have a good one. Thank you.